To John Sargeant, it could be just a couple of days away from the biggest day of his training career, because he has got two really nice chances in two Group 1s on Saturday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
How excited are you for day one of the championships?
Yeah, it's good. Good with us. You've only got a small stable to get four horses running on the day on a championship day, especially two in Group 1. So that's fantastic, and we're really looking forward to it.
And you've got your star 2-year-old, Four Moves Ahead, who lines up in at the sires. And she's a filly that's probably always given the indication, even though she's been brilliant, that she would be even better when you get out to further. Is that what you think about her?
Yeah, she's bred to get up to a mile. I think I've just put a bit of longer work into her since the slipper. I think that month between runs, that extra week, probably counted against her in the end, because a month between a run is a lot for a horse. So she had a good blow afterwards. I think she's improved with it. So Tim Clark galloped her on Tuesday, is very happy. So I think we'll be right in and on Saturday.
And with the extra fitness, she did have that little setbacks going into the Golden Slipper. So do you think that she comes out of that race and will be even better heading into a size?
You think so? She's got the perfect draw. Will be on speed, out of trouble. A small field. It could be tactical, but we'll be in the first two or three. There's no doubt about that. That's the way Tim Clark rides, and that's how she races. So it should suit her. She's won at Randwick before. We had a lot of rain this morning. It looks like it's stopped now. So the track will be at least off. That won't worry her either. So no, I think she'll be riding, and can't wait to get her there.
Yeah, she looks very hard to beat on Saturday, and it'd be pretty satisfying for you to win one of these major two-year-old races, I would imagine, as well. You've been renowned as such a great trainer of staying horses here. To get a premium two-year-old Group 1 under the belt would be quite satisfying, no doubt.
Yeah, no, it would be. I was lucky enough to get this horse off Jonathan Munns, who the Melbourne people know well with his colours down there, because it was passed into the sales because I had Emerald, the Tarp sister, so... Hence, I got this one, but I don't often get Mitchells go through my stable. So mine are more Tavistock staying side horses. It's great to have a two-year-old, because they're the top of the range of two-year-old races here in Australia.
Well, speaking of Tavistock, that's what you've got in the Derby, Favreau, who looked to be a one-pace type of run in the Tullock Stakes, but maybe the race wasn't run to suit. Is he more your typical grinding stayer?
Yeah, I thought I'd just about win that, and after the race I was just scratching my head a bit, but they didn't go that hard. They were 19 lengths slower than the binary, albeit they went hard in the binary, and we rode him maybe a little bit out of his comfort zone, getting up. Beautiful ride, no excuses. And by James McDonald, we got in a 1-1. Got buffered a bit in the straight. He's probably a horse who likes to get out and going. Well, he's going to have plenty of chance on Saturday because he's drawn 16-16, so he's not going to be cluttered up there. So Tommy Berry's one on him. The track should suit him, a big track. And as you know, getting out to 2-4 past that 2,000, it's a different style of race. So he's bred to get it, and his work this morning was very good. I think he's tightened up quite a lot since Saturday.
It's a heavy 9 at the moment. We're hoping it improves by Saturday. Is that any concern for him?
Shouldn't be, from his breeding. This track will come back. It's beautiful and hot now, and the sun's out. It'll come back to a 6 or 7 without a doubt. And our big thing with I'll just leave to Tommy, where he's going to try and, well, obviously won't be on speed, but what he can do in the race. But let's hope that tradition of the last 5 years, 4 of the winners have come out of the Tullock. So,
yeah.
It'll be down to the last 200 metres in this race. The strongest star will survive, so it'll be interesting. But he's definitely right in there with a very good chance, and he's at all.
Got a promising staying filly by Dundee, Landahoy, who goes to the Adrian Knox. And it may have only been a race at Canberra, but I like the way she hit the line last start. Is she continuing to improve?
Yeah, she won at Newcastle before that, and that's a good track to win on. I won with Lover there before she went down and won the Wakefield and ran fourth in the Oaks. And I thought she'd still run a good race on Saturday. She's a progressive horse. She's on an upward spiral. Her coach really come right. And the young girl that rode right, Elisa Collins got a good affiliation with her, still rider. Saturday, if she runs well into the Oaks. So I did this with Gus the Wind. She ran in the Adrian Knox and then went and won the Oaks, spinning wings. So I'm just hoping that this will be the right race for her too.
And Easy Campese goes around earlier in the day and comes off an Albury Guineas win as well. Can Easy Campese level up in the Carbine?
Yeah, I just wanted to get an easy win for him last start. He'd been disappointing his first couple of runs because in the spring he was not far away from Mwanga and Co. in the three-year-old races. So back to the Carbine a mile. He doesn't want to cut out and Brendan Abdullah on. He'll be on speed and... He'll be a good chance, each way chance, albeit you've got white nice horses in their wheelhouse and so in the race. But he's fitting well and he'll be on speed out of trouble.
Good luck on Saturday, John.
Thanks very much, Michael. Bye.